everyone. Welcome to the show. We have a great edition of Bring It in the House podcast show where we spotlight musicians, entertainers, artists, and leaders. I'm your host, Millie Mills, and we have a great, super talented musician in the house. She's from the San Diego area. Well, I'm going to let her tell you about where she is. Let's give it up for harpist Miss Maria Antoinette.
Yeah. Hey, how is everybody?
Yes, yeah. It is so good to have you on the show, Maria. You look gorgeous as always.
Thank you.
tell us where you're originally from and your alma mater and all that good stuff.
Well, I was born in Toledo, Ohio. My mom is from Arkansas, and they moved from Ohio to California when I was 5 years old. So I would say I'm a native San Diego, California. Mm-hmm. I grew up here and went to school here, went to all-girl Catholic school. Mm-hmm. And went from there to UCSD, from UCSD to University of Arizona, Tucson. Mm-hmm. And so that was the journey there. And I majored in music, majored in harp performance. That was my love. And I just kept going, and I have a pretty, you know, strong classical background because, mm-hmm. you know, in the harp, that's really the foundation of music is classical music for harp repertoire. But as the time went on and I was out there doing stuff, I thought, you know what? I want to do the music I grew up with. I want to do some R&B, smooth jazz, funk, yes. soul. And there was harpists out there doing it, but not like I wanted to do it. You know, mm-hmm. maybe straight ahead mm-hmm. jazz, which is good. But mm-hmm. I love, you know, like the contemporaries, Prince, Luther, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Foreplay. You know, none of that was yes. really being played in harp repertoire. So I just found it an opportunity, and I got with a wonderful producer here in San Diego who had an amazing band. I don't know if you're familiar with the band called Fatburger. They were huge. Mm-hmm. On the West Coast, and really they're the ones who almost started smooth jazz. Okay. So I was fortunate enough to be in the same neighborhood with those guys.
Yes.
And I said, hey, you know what? I wanna go into smooth jazz. I wanna, you know, but I don't know how to do that. So he just put me in the studio with him and he had me watch while he produced other artists. I didn't even know how a album comes together.
Yeah.
But that it was like another whole learning curve to uh-huh. watch to see if they lay down the percussion and, you know, then maybe the strings and then the vocals and, you know, all those layers. It's like making a cake.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, you got a cake and you mix it all up and then you have the final product. So for about a good year and a half, I just watched in the studio and saw all these amazing musicians come in and do their thing. And I thought, wow, okay. Let's see how we're going to do this. So I learned a lot. And he always told me, he said, you know, as a musician and an artist, you know, you always have to have something to say. What are you going to yes. say musically? You know, what is your message? So I had to think about those things. So here I am, three albums later, getting ready to release my fourth one this year, 2025, titled Fierce.
Titled Fierce, and fierce she is. Oh my gosh. We're going to check out some of one of her songs a little bit later in the show, but we want to just talk a little bit more about you guys. If you just join us, this is of course the beautiful Maria Antoinette from the California area. She's a mm-hmm. harpist. She is like really, you know, like making a lot of noise and just really like out there in that entertainment industry, just really getting rave reviews. I was reading earlier that back in December, right around Christmas, right before the Christmas break, you performed at, I believe it was in Nicole Brown, Yvette
yes,
Brown's
yes.
wedding. Yeah.
Right. That was epic. Entertainment Tonight was there, People Magazine there. And of course, we had all the Black actresses damn near in Hollywood in the house. It was a totally star-studded event, and I played the reception. And it was at the Beverly Hills Hotel. It was in Beverly Hills, but at the Marriott Hotel. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing. And let me tell you, we partied like it was 1999 after all the cake and the garter and all that stuff. And I played during dinner as everybody was eating. So that was wonderful. And after we did all that, we had a great time. So, and it was just, like I say, it was star-studded. And but you know what? That has been my life probably the last, I want to say, 5 years that I have somewhat, I like penetrated that group, in that A-list in L.A. And
yes.
So kind of passing me around, like I did Vanessa Bell Calloway's daughter's wedding. And then from there, you do one thing, you do another thing. One door opens another door. And next thing you know, here we are, Yvette Nicole's wedding, you know. And so that's how it happens.
And the producer, I read the producer, Jimmy Jam, was there.
Oh, yes. And that was a treat.
And I know.
I just seen Jimmy Jam in Minneapolis. I had was out there. They flew me out there to Minneapolis to do a concert for one of the oldest and only Black newspaper out there on the East Coast. And so they had a big gala. So they flew me out there to play that. And Jimmy Jam was in the audience. So I got to meet him then. And so then when I walked into the wedding reception, he goes, "Maria," and I heard somebody call me, and I stopped. I'm like, "Oh my god!" And so we talked, and his wife was saying, "We were like, when you were playing, we're like, isn't that the girl that was in Minneapolis?" And he said, "Yeah, that's Maria Antoinette." So anyway, so just make you know, I can tell you so many stories. It was amazing, but a great event.
yes, I know Jimmy Jam is one of my favorites. You know, we all seem like we know him, you know, through Janet Jackson and some of the other big artists that he produced, SOS Band and so many more. Terry Lewis is the duo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, amazing.
They're
amazing.
A beast. They're just a beast.
Yes.
Just got to do a song for me.
That was going to be my next question. I mean, did you guys manage to arrange some kind of, deal where you get to work with him?
Well, you know, I tell you, I put it out there. I sure did. And so we're going to let the gods, you know, make that manifest.
That's
I told him, I said, you know, you, That's me, it. And this harp, let me tell you, it would be epic. So we'll see what the future holds.
Yes, just see what it holds, because you're doing so good. It's doing so well. I saw on your Facebook page where your song This Christmas, you did the rendition, and it was on Spotify. It was like for 52 weeks. Let me get that right. Over 52,000 streams in 5 weeks. Am I right?
I think so. Right, because the numbers are just kind of crazy. I think that it may have been even higher. But that was last year. I think you're right. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Congratulations. That is amazing.
Oh, thank you. We got to get to 1 billion. That's the goal.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. That's true. Well, at the rate you're going, I'm sure you will achieve that. I'm sure you will.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's always a push, you know?
It is.
You know, you get to one goal line, you're like, oh, okay, I got there. But then it's like, okay, the next one, what am I going to do next? Now we got to up it to 100,000. And I think, what was it we released this Christmas? Can't even think of the name. But anyway, we got up to 130,000 streams. So I did double my numbers. So that's very, very cool.
130,000. That is amazing. Yeah. So Maria, did you come from a long line of talented musicians in your family?
Mm-mm. No, let me tell you, this is a story, because people always say they come up with their artists in your family. And I'm like, no, I came from a family of entrepreneurs.
Yes.
My brothers and my sister all have their own successful business, but I was the artist in the house. I was like the different one. Mm-hmm. And when I came home from school after being exposed to the harp, I told my parents, I said, they had a harpist come to the school today and demonstrate. And that's what I want to do. And they were like, what, a harp? You know, because you have to remember that in our community, there was no harp. We didn't see that when we went to church or growing up. And they're like, why you want to do that? I go, it's so beautiful. So he said, well, we're not going to pay for no harp, and we're not going to pay for no harp lessons, because Black people don't play the harp. So this was a journey that I had to do on my own and figure it out. And with my teacher that demonstrated, I became her student. She showed me how to get a harp and rent one. And I started taking lessons from her, and the harp came in the house, and they thought, wow, okay. And I just practiced. And maybe a couple years later, I was playing at church. The bishop He had me, he says, he found out, he goes, why don't you come and play for us in Communion Vespers? So that really kind of opened the door. So I would come play Amazing Grace or the Lord's Prayer. Mm-hmm. And he just really encouraged me. And so that was a beautiful thing. And so he just said, keep going, keep going. And so, you know, they say that you just need one person that believes in you and your journey. Yeah. And so he was that one person at that time that said, keep going. So I did.
Yeah. And look at you now. And you know, and it's so interesting that you say that about that push, because that's what we, a lot of times we avoid when it gets too hard. We don't want to push forward. We want to shrink back, but that's the time, you know, we should push forward.
Yes. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's it's not an easy journey. I mean, you got to think about it. I was in, you know, music school and they were all, you know, Caucasian harpists there. You know, I was the only African-American female in that department. Mm-hmm. So you have to know that that was not easy at all. Yeah. And got so much pushback. Yeah. You know, I got so much pushback that I thought, I can't do it. It's just, you know, people being so mean. But, you know, our ancestors, they come in and they say, you're not turning back.
You're not turning back. And then you start placing those chairs. Did they do that for you guys where you place first, second or third chair harpist?
Well, that's when you get to the orchestra.
Okay.
Yeah, when you get to the orchestra, they have the first, second chair, all of that going on. But in the university, not so much. None of that. No.
Well, girl, you are on your way. I'm looking at all these accolades right here. I was looking at where, let me see, the NHA Gala.
Yes, that was awesome too, with Stedman Graham there. And that was a funny story because they were giving him an award, and it was a huge event in San Diego at the Convention Center. So it was an all-female lineup. It was me. I don't know if you know Karen Briggs, the violinist. It was me, Karen, and Audra Day. All three of us was
rise
the
rise up. I can't sing. Don't let me mess up her song, Audra.
So all three of us, and I thought that was cool to have an all-female lineup for the gala. And so we did our thing, and we got to do it individually. So that was really nice. And they had lots of, like I said, dignitaries like Stedman, who was there. And every time I saw him on the floor after I finished, he goes, you know, you're really good. And I go, well, thank you. He goes, no. You're really good.
I'm really good.
I didn't say, like, well, hook me up, like, you know, call Oprah, tell Oprah. But I let things be as it may, you know, just said, thank you.
Thank you. Well, that's good, because good things will come to you for those who are patient, you know, it will fall really in your lap.
Don't have to push so much. You put it out there and you keep going.
You plant that seed and let it grow.
Yes. How many seeds do I know about that stuff?
And I was looking at a picture of you and Audra Day and your publicist, Desiree Benson. Right. She is amazing.
Yes, she is. I watch her work a room and I learned something.
Yeah. You
know? And I'm like, whoa, because I think actually that might have been the first time that she went with me on any big event like that. And I was like, whoa, that was a lesson for me, you know, for networking, because she knows how to network.
She knows how to network. Yeah.
She
is amazing. Yes. And she works so hard. She is beautiful. Stunning.
Yes.
She works so hard for you guys, you know.
Yes,
so
she does.
That's why I try not to disappoint, you know, because, you know, she puts her trust in me that I'm going to take care of you guys. And I try to, you know, give her my best. So shout out to Desiree Benson.
All right. Because you'll probably look at it when we, you know, when it's aired.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes, of course. So tell us about your latest project, your latest work that you're doing, who all you worked with and all of that good stuff.
Well, I have the most wonderful producer, first of all. And so my last song that I just released was Africa. In fact, that was the song that got close to damn near 140,000 streams. And I was number one on the top 100 smooth jazz global charts with Africa. And Africa is original tune, and it's really, really special. If you get a chance, go on YouTube, type in Africa Marie Antoinette. I had an opportunity to go to Africa, and I was forever changed. And if you haven't been, or if you've been, you know, it is just beautiful. Just beautiful. And came back, and me and my producer collaborated on this piece, and we put it out there, and everybody really likes it. In fact, there's a video on YouTube of it. And but I'm going to do another one in about 3 weeks with dancers and drummers and, you know, the whole nine here in San Diego. So that's my latest release.
Just tell us a little bit about music. I mean, you've been doing music since you were a little kid, right?
yeah. And I love music. It's a natural thing. I think that innately, you know, all of us, at least people of color, we have something special inside of us that, you know, when we hear good music, we just get up, you know, we gravitate and we start moving, and it's a healing, you know, mechanism for us, you know, whether it be soul music, R&B, singers, you know, music is very, very special. It's very healing. And
it is. Read your quote. Your quote says, music has a unique ability to connect us, heal us, and remind us of our shared humanity. I love it.
Yes. And it's true. It's really true. I mean, let's say if I didn't know you, you didn't know me. And then let's say you came to a concert or something and I played Luther and you'd be like, oh, my God, you know, it instantly connected us because we both we love the music. And then music has a powerful magic about it. So like, let's say you heard the Luther song, it would instantly take you back where you were at that time. It's like you time travel with music. And I don't know if you've had this happen, but it happens to me all the time. If I'm driving and then I hear a song I haven't heard in like 20 years. And you know, every song, every lyric, every word, you go, how does that happen? It's been 20 years or 10 years since I heard
that. How does it happen?
How do I know every word to that song? So
I know, because we were in the store the other day and we heard Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, the Sherelle song.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we were like, man.
Yes.
I knew exactly what it was. Yeah. So I definitely get it. And we were going to try to, speaking of Luther, you had done a rendition of one of his songs, I believe, So Amazing.
So Amazing. Yes. And I have to tell you, this story on the Luther song. Well, I have a friend of mine. She's an African American woman, owns her own insurance company in Los Angeles. She was getting married. So she called me up and she goes, Maria, she goes, I'm getting married. And she goes, I want to come down the aisle on an R&B song, Male. She goes, what can we do? I'm like, I don't know. Let me look through, you know, the repertoire and pull up some R&B male artists and see, you know, what we can do. So anyway, I looked at Kim. I looked at Smokey. I looked at, you know, a lot of the R&B artists. So and I ran across Luther and I went, So I started going through his stuff. And then So Amazing popped up. I thought, you know what? That's the song. Mm-hmm. So because melodically, it works beautifully on the harp. And so I called her up. I go, what do you think about? She goes, that's it. So I'm like, okay. So I did a harp arrangement of that. And so then when she came down the aisle and when she got up front, you know, I was playing, you know, it was So Amazing, you know, solo, and everybody started clapping. And I went, I need to record that. So
you record it. And you did.
Recorded it. Yes. And you know what? Look on YouTube for that one as well, because there's a video on that, on So Amazing YouTube. You're going to love that one, that video.
Yes. So how did you feel when your song Africa hit the number one chart? I mean, how did you hear the news? And tell us how all of that worked.
Well, my the radio owner of the radio station for Smooth Jazz Global called me. And she goes, hi, Maria. I'm like, hi, Sandy. How are you? Fine. She goes, did you know that Africa's number one? I'm like, what? She goes, yes, it's number one. I'm like, oh, my God, on the top 100. I go, that is exciting. So I was excited. I go, yes, because, you know, think about it, you know, I'm a woman of color. I play the harp, and for the harp to be number one is epic.
In itself. Yeah, it's epic. Yes, it's so epic.
All my career, I've gotten so much pushback. No, not the harp. No, no, no. Until they hear it, they're like, oh, my God. So to me, that was a milestone. But it was my second milestone. I had another song a couple of years back called The Overture. And that was number one for 13 straight weeks. And again, you know, they called me and said, you know, Maria, did you know? I'm like, what? So, you know, there have been some really cool things. And, you know, I called my honey and he goes, okay, we'll celebrate. And so, we, you know, we did over the weekend, got some champagne toasted. And so that was very cool.
Yes. Very excited. As you should be. Introduce your song to the world.
Okay, which one we got coming up first?
Africa.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, what you're about ready to hear is number one on the Smooth Jazz Global Charts, an original tune titled Africa. Enjoy.
Amazing. I mean, it really fits Africa. When you wrote that, you definitely knew what you were doing. The Holy Spirit, all of that was working with you, because it's definitely, it reminds you of vacationing and all that wonderful stuff.
Girl, you can see it. You know, you can see the giraffes and the tigers and you know, all the planes and everything.
You were definitely on point with that. That's anointing. That's very anointed.
Thank you.
I was like, oh man, you know, the copyright reasons, I wish I could have played the whole thing, but I can't.
That's okay. They will, the audience, you guys go check it out. Africa, it'll be there for you. Yes.
Yeah.
As well as So Amazing, So Amazing by Luther. It has a video too.
Just subscribe to her YouTube channel, guys. You know, there's her name there, Maria Antoinette. You know, subscribe to her YouTube channel and you'll hear, I know, because I've kind of been browsing through. I mean, she's amazing. What an extreme talent, man. What would you say to someone that's kind of walking or trying to walk in your shoes and they have an interest in playing the harp?
Yeah, well, I would say that harp is definitely this very serious art form that if you are one of these people that you're just going to take lessons for 3 months, 6 months to try it out, that the harp is not that. You have to put in full-blown dedication and discipline to sit down at this instrument and do what you're supposed to do. Because it is very technically demanding. And if you're going to be playing professional, you know, you're going to have to put the time and the work in. There's no way around it. It's not easy at all. It's one of the most difficult instruments to play. And then secondly, to my audience, you know, people don't know that harp had its earliest beginnings in Africa. In the Sudan, Egypt, Mali, Ethiopia, you find some of the oldest harps on the planet. It was not in the form that you see today, but there has been a migration with the influx of the Europeans on the African continent. You know, they took that and took it to Europe, Ireland, where they made the harp their national instrument. But again, the beginning, you know, we always say, the further you go in history, the blacker it gets. So.
And this is Black History Month, so thanks for giving us that Black History moment.
So then in Egypt, the girls, you probably seen picture of a bowl type of harp, the sisters, they had the braids, and it's like, see, and they're standing there playing it, and they played before the pharaohs, and the harp goes back for the royal court, and just religiously, spiritually, I should say, in different parts of the country, the harp is used as a healing modality, and just amazing. Yes.
And you, so not only is she talented, she is so wise and she's so intellectual, so articulate. This is a beautiful lady.
Well, I love to talk and I love to read. So that's kind of one of my hobbies. But I enjoy communicating with people. And when sometimes they have me come to the schools, like I have to do a Black History program in one of the schools next weekend. And bring the harp and I'll play for the kids and explain to them all the, and I just love it with the kids because they're so authentic and so like so excited, and they're really attentive and they're listening to every word, and and they're so smart too. Yeah, they have a Q&A part at the end, and they have great questions.
Do you sing as well as play?
I do spoken word.
Spoken words. Okay. Yeah. Can you give us just a little sample of your spoken word with your harp?
She didn't even play for that, but I could probably just do some improv with the harp, but the spoken word, it's a whole nother level. I have one called Warrior Princess.
Well, now we want to hear the harp. So if you could just give us some.
Okay.
Just a little bit. Yes. Let me see what we want to do. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Maria Antoinette. Ooh. She is amazing. Sounds like a dream.
Oh, yes. I just created that on the spot. So it's not even a stop. I mean, I'm going to say it's a song, but I just let spirit come, you know, channel through me, and I sit down and I just let it flow.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And it did. It really flowed. It was like, wow, it's so soothing. It's amazing. Where can we catch you next? Where's your next stop?
Friday, I'm going to be in Beverly Hills. I'm doing a big gala for, West Angeles Church. It's one of those big mega churches. And mm-hmm. they combined with the CDC, they're doing a gala for the Center City Development Corporation. I think it'd be about 4,000 or 5,000 people. So I'm going to be playing during dinner. So that's next Friday. And then Saturday, then I do the presentation for the kids for Black History Month. Mm-hmm. Then Sunday, I fly to Sacramento for the Black Expo. Mm-hmm. And I'm their special guest artist through their gala. So mm-hmm. I'll be playing for them. And I think actually I'm going to get an award. The guy told me he's going to give me an award. So that'll be in Sacramento on Sunday. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'm booked. And I have my calendar on my website. So, you know, just stuff always comes up every day. Mm-hmm. And something exciting I can't really probably say right now. That just came through this week. But I may be doing a tour. But it's a special tour. So, but we'll have to, when we get that solid, we'll have to come back and talk about that.
Yes, yes, yes. I would love to see you when you're coming to Austin, Texas.
I don't know. What kind of promoters? I need to, if you know any promoters down there where you're at, I can send them to my EPK. Do you have festivals like Austin festivals, jazz festivals during the summer?
Oh, there's festivals every weekend here. This is another music capital city. Austin, Texas is one of those music cities. They got South by Southwest every year.
Okay.
We have a whole you got the Pecan Festival. You got all kind of festivals that go on every year. So let me do my homework and get with Desiree.
Okay. We can send out my EPK to the promoter.
Absolutely. Yes, yes.
Come down to hear me with the band. Oh my God, my band's so freaking amazing.
Yes. You know, oh my God, awesome. I would love to hear that. And if they want, if somebody see you night and he's like, "Oh, I want to book her," how can they book you?
Well, you can go to my website, www.mariaantoinette.com. I'm on Facebook and all the platforms, but Desiree, who's my publicist, she has all that information. She could just go there and she will get in contact with me. Yeah. Oh,
that is amazing. Well, thank you so much.
Follow me on Spotify.
On Spotify. Any shout outs before you go?
Thank you, Desiree. That's what comes to mind. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. And we want to thank all the viewers and all the followers. You know, keep following Maria. She is amazing. And I mean, well, you've seen and you've heard today. So go to her YouTube channel, you know, and hey, follow me if you missed this episode and you want to see more, you know, follow me on YouTube as well. It's Millhouse Entertainment 1748. That's our YouTube channel. We got over 160 episodes under our belt. Ooh, and we feel pretty good. Yeah, we feel good about it. And we're going to be celebrating our fifth year podcast, 5-year anniversary in July 5th here in Austin, Texas. Who knows? Maybe we can get the lovely Maria to come down and celebrate with us.
I would love to.
Okay. We thank you so much for your patience and taking time out, you know, to spend time with me, you know, with the viewers and anything else before we go.
You know, this is going to be an interesting year. And I think that just believe in who we are and know that we come from greatness. Mm-hmm. And know that despite whatever narrative is out there, and to walk in that power and that confidence and that assurance to know that our genetics and our people have paved the way for us, despite the fact they can do away with all of us. But here we are, we're still going to celebrate our history and who we are.
Amen. I receive that, and I hope everyone else do too. And we thank you so much for tuning in. Give it up for Maria Antoinette right here, and we'll see you next time on Bring It In The House.